With Montana News, I'm Eleanor Smith. The head of Montana's Department of Criminal Investigation is retiring after 43 years in law enforcement. Attorney General Austin Knutson announced today that Brian Lockerbie will retire from the State Department of Justice in December. Lockerbie has led criminal investigations at the department for 12 years. His career began in the Great Falls Police Department. Knutson says he'll appoint an interim department administrator by December 13th. Harvest totals remain up over last year, halfway through the big game general hunting season in west central Montana. According to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks, hunters checked 196 elk during the first two weekends at check stations near Anaconda, Bonner, and Darby. That compares to 165 last year. While mule deer harvest is 11 ahead of last year, white-tailed deer trail 4 behind last year at this time. Collectively, West Central Montana's three Fish, Wildlife, and Parks wildlife check stations saw over 5,200 hunters during the first two weekends of this season. That's nearly 200 more than at this time in 2023. Montana motorists are noticing a welcome reprieve at the pump this week. Gas prices are dropping. As MTPR's Edward O'Brien reports, some experts anticipate even more relief in the weeks to come.
Montana bargain hunters can now with relative ease find a gallon of regular unleaded for under $3. According to the Gas Buddy app, a gallon will run you $2.99 at Love's Travel Stop in Missoula, $2.94 at the Senex Zip Trip in Red Lodge, and with membership pricing at Sam's Club in Great Falls, $2.85. According to Gas Buddy's survey of 615 stations in Montana, average gas prices are 14 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and nearly 40 cents a gallon lower than a year ago. There are a handful of explanations behind the plummeting prices, but none have to do with politics. For one, seasonal demand is softening as it gets cold and darker earlier. Meanwhile, new data from the Energy Information Administration says domestic gasoline supply and production have recently increased. Diesel prices are also edging downwards. Barring an escalation in Mideast tension, experts expect the downward trend in pricing to continue for at least the next several weeks. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.